I just make sure the following people are here. Andrea. Oh, good. Artist. Bonnie. Jennifer, I believe, is not here. Judy. Okay, Linda Perel. Susan Glass. Teddy Joy. Teddy Joy's here. Wonderful. Teddy Joy, would you come up first? Yeah. So I found out yesterday, thank you to Beth, that in 1934, on March 25th, a very famous feminist was born. And yes, very good. So we are going to celebrate 80 years with Gloria. All right. So I got some quotes from Gloria, and I'm going to intersperse them with our wonderful readers this morning. So, yes?
People to raise their hands, she'll take the mic to them.
Okay, and also, if you don't mind, Nessa, I'm sorry?
Yes, Nessa, N-E-S-S-A.
N-E-S-S-A. Okay, also we're going to need people to come up to the table, if you wouldn't mind assisting people to come to the table.
And your name one more time?
Vita, V-I-T-A. Thank you. Thank you, Nessa.
Good morning to Nessa, who's volunteering with us this morning. From, where are you from again? Nessa, where are you from?
I'm from Sacramento State.
She's from Sacramento State. Oh, does she know what she's in for? Okay. So while Teddy Joy is up here, let's get one other person so we can just be lined up. Do you need something else? Okay. Susan Glass? Okay, great. I'll have the two of you. Before we get started, I do want to do a quick run around the room, and I do mean a quick run around the room. Nessa, don't even give them the microphone. Just put the microphone. Well, you know, we could get now tell me we can't get going on the microphone. Yeah. So when you introduce yourself this morning, let's try for your name and two traits you like about yourself. Doesn't matter if no one else likes them. That's all right. But it's empowering to say, my name is Vita. I am detailed and forthright. All right.
So Nessa, if you want to give the mic, just starting at any table.
Okay. I'll go start in the back. And
actually, I'll start
way.
With Teddy Joy.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Teddy Joy Rimhild, and the qualities about myself I like is that I'm very well organized and determined.
Hello, my name's Nessa. I'm on your right.
Here is the microphone. Hi. Oh, geez, I didn't even have any time to think about it. It has to be totally spontaneous. Oh, dear, oh, dear, dear. Hi, I'm Linda Perel. And two things I like about myself is that I am deeply empathic and wickedly funny.
I'm Beth Berenson, and I am not shy. And I also love dogs.
My name is Charlene Ornelas, and I'm trustworthy and have a concern and care for other people.
Okay, I'm Artis Bazin. I like to help people, and I'm friendly.
Hi, good morning. I am Alice McGrath, out of breath because I ran. Let's see. I usually am quick on my feet and articulate, and I have a deep caring and respect for good friends.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Rennie, and I love to laugh, and I'm curious.
Good morning. I'm Andrea Pitzenbarger, and I'm dependable, and I'm a good friend.
Good morning. I'm Susan Glass, and I'm loyal, and I'm spunky.
I'm Diane Harms, and I try to be everywhere on time so I don't keep people waiting, and I love to help others.
I'm Diane Deutsch, I'm tenacious, and I'm a traveler.
I'm Pam Metz, and let's see, I'm very assertive. And I love to listen, so a good listener.
I'm Judy Wilkinson. I'm outgoing and a good friend.
And I'm on your right. Okay. My name is Marlene O'Neill, and I have a strong respect for a family. And I'm a good cook.
Okay. I'm on your right.
Good morning. I'm Donna Pomerantz, and I am honest, and I enjoy talking to strangers.
Good morning, ladies. My name is Nancy McMasters, and I'm curious and playful, rather like my guide dog.
My name's Marianne, and I'm an honest person and also really value the lives and contributions of women. I'm really happy for this breakfast. Yes.
I'm holding. There you go. Okay.
I'm Vicki Parker, and I'm resourceful and resilient.
I'm Nellie Emerson, and I am loving and determined.
I'm Christy Crespin. I have a good sense of justice for other people as well as for myself. I think I'm a good advocate person, and I love to laugh.
Hey. I already said mine. What was it? Detailed and forthright. Okay. All right, so here's the first quote from Gloria Steinem. And I love this. The truth will set you free, but first, it will piss you off. And that is so true. Okay. Okay, we're going to start off with Teddy Joy. If I did not mention your name at the beginning of the breakfast, and you do, and you would like to read, and we have time at the end, we will certainly get to everyone. Okay, Teddy Joy.
Okay, it's kind of scary to be the first one to start this thing off. Anyway, is everybody
Ready? Is everybody ready for Teddy? Okay, my poem is a little poem, but it has a lot of big meaning. I wanted to share with you all today that I was very surprised and pleased that for the first time in my life, and I've been writing all my life actually, but for the first time in my life, I entered a poetry competition in my local library, and I submitted three poems, and they selected two of the three, and this one that I'm going to recite today is one they gave a special award to for a under a category of family. So this is a poem I wrote quite a while ago, but it's held up well. The poem is entitled Layered Lives. Layered Lives. The mothers of my past are layered lives upon the landscape of my life. Secrets shared from long ago revisit the lonely, longing places of my heart. Distant disclosures of dreams pursued, delights accrued, agonies endured. All life's dragons must be slain. The mothers of my past have learned this pain. I, in my turn, will face those fearsome fires, and as I join the mothers of my past to rage their battle of life, I will slay the dragon and drink of its blood and know their struggle and strife.
Yeah, thank you so much, Teddy. God, that was beautiful. Susan Glass, are you on your way? Okay. So here's another quote. Women are not going to be equal outside the home until men are equal in it. Go, Gloria.
Tell you who the next person is. We can get them ready.
Next person up is going to be Linda Perrell, so be ready.
Got it. Okay. Let's see. I'm reading from a note taker. Could somebody maybe hold this? Because I'm going to do a two-handed number here. Many of us here, good morning, many of us here are sandwich generation women. If you have children, you're caring for them, and you may be caring for your parents as well. And I don't have any children, but my dad passed away 3 years ago, and my mom's getting more frail. And you think a lot about how much you love the people who have brought you into the world. And this particular poem is a dedication to my mom and my dad, and it's called Hospital Wait and One Dream. Mother, you are mysterious, not only in who you are beyond mothering, botanist, photographer, but anatomically too, your body-bending secret aches that x-rays won't reveal. Which part of the self resists these penetrations? Barium, dyes, saline, glucose. We wait hour by hour, worry by worry, accustom ourselves to waiting. We're aging after all. This is expected. On the fifth afternoon, I arrive to find you and father playing cribbage. You talk of your honeymoon spent in Chicago, father's ruptured appendix that nearly prevented it, the black and white television screen in your hotel's restaurant bar,
glamorous in 46. The Lake Michigan's evening teal duck and tug horn, sonorous promises of years, blissful, inevitable years. Father's gaze drifts toward the window where clouds piled east to west in a sky he loves remind him, he says, of spinnaker sails. In tonight's dream, I stand near a mounted horsewoman who passes me braided reins. It is dusk. There are differences, she says, between Western and English riding. For English, a structured gait and timing are everything. For Western, it's open space you need and wide sounds and a future you can't predict. On the verge of telling her I know all this, I pause, speech unnecessary. I accept the offered reins and mount, not her horse, but a sorrel mare now beside it. We ease our sand-shod way under pepper trees, then out into the open shadow tracks. The long dusk our waking is. We call it future.
Linda, you're on your way. Okay. So here's our next quote. We've begun to raise our daughters like sons, but few have the courage to raise our sons more like daughters. This was a wonderful website I had the pleasure of looking at about 2 o'clock in the morning because you know, you're just too busy all day. But I'm going to send you all a link on our women's list. There was an absolutely wonderful poem on there that I don't remember the wording, but it was something like, if men menstruated, and it was hysterical. It was absolutely hysterical, and I will send it to the list. I mean, it was all about how accepted it would be then, you know, that would be just so cool. Oh, wow, that's so cool. You menstruated. Oh, me too. Hey, that's so cool. And then, you know, that the government would start giving out everything free, sanitation pads free, blah, blah. It was hysterical. So I will send it all to you. Here's Linda.
Okay, I have the same issue with a braille.
Okay. All right.
Our very nice volunteer. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Oh, this is good. Okay, let me, my file closed. Let me open it again. Okay. I am not going to read something that I have written. I'm going to read 2 quotes. The first is from a Canadian coach and motivational speaker named Danielle Laporte, who is really hot right now. This is called Why Self-Improvement Makes You Neurotic. Accessing your inner power versus improving your sorry self. Self-improvement infers there's something wrong with you. So you're already starting off at a disadvantage. Of course, there's something to improve. Always will be. Life is an evolutionary equation. But liberation is about consciously choosing your perspectives moment to moment. So let's choose viewpoints that are advantageous and give us warm, fuzzy, and encouraging feelings. You may feel broken, screwed up, neurotic, defective, subpar. Take a number. You may be afraid. So very natural. You may just be really, really excited. And you're labeling it as anxious. Easy mistake. Rather than doing whatever it is that you do to ease, mitigate, and transform those states. Oh, hold on a second. My Braille sense chose that moment to decide to save. Those states of being as acts of self-improvement and getting fixed or making better, what if you approached those rituals and remedies as ways of getting to your power? No fixing and no anxiety, rather a trip to the limitless well of knowing and reliable awareness. You show up at your therapist's office to access your power. You go to church to access your power. You put on your heels or your power suit or your lucky charm to access your power. You call your friend for advice to access your power. You play, dance, let go, breathe, unplug, run, bend, drink smoothies, go on retreat, clear the air, ask for help, get enough sleep, get up early, train, set goals, affirm, chant, rock out, climb, hike, sweat to access your power. My name is Linda, and I'm here for my power. Now, please. And this other quote is from Marianne Williamson. Some of you may be familiar with it. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do this, to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
Judy, are you ready to come up? All right, Judy. Here's our next quote. Go, Gloria. Once we give up searching for approval, we often find it easier to find respect. Right? Isn't that true? That is so true. That is so true. And so now when Donna rings that bell and says, in 1934, a feminist, everybody's going to jump up.
Right?
In 1934. after Judy, we're going to hear from Bonnie. So Bonnie, you can make your way up.
Okay. Do you need to
hang on? Yeah, she's
going to
hold
the mic
for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing if I ever manage to publish my memoir, which is going to be called, if it ever does get published, It Isn't Dark in Here. Nobody else can use that. I've got it. Okay. Okay, here we go. I have on my blue dress. I know it because it has a nice feel to it. It is dotted Swiss. Dots like Braille, but the dots on my dress are too far from each other to say anything. I get to wear my nice dress because it's Denny's birthday today. I'm 6, but he's only 3, and we get 2 sparklers each a day before the 4th of July because it's his birthday. I'm taking Diane for a walk in her buggy. Mommy says I'm a big help keeping the baby quiet while she bakes Denny's cake. I go very carefully down our steep driveway. At the bottom, but before the steep part that goes into the street, I turn left down 11th Avenue. I go very slowly so that if we hit something, it's very gentle and doesn't wake Di up. At the corner, we turn left down 28th Street. The sidewalk is smooth, but the edge is rough. So I keep on the smooth, and if I feel the wheels on rough, I move back left a little. Donna calls hello as I pass her house. She's our friend. We met her when Denny cracked her Donna's little girl Heidi with his bat. Donna is funny. She says Dini, not Denny, like we do. At the corner, I turn left again. Of course, I'm never going to cross a street with baby Di. I know just to walk around and around our block. I don't like this part of the block. It's where the lady grabbed me and shook me and yelled in my face that mommy was irrepossible for letting a blind child out alone with a baby. I cried all the way home. Mommy said lots of people don't know what blind children can do. She said she knows all the things I can do and that I show people all the time. She laughed and said, besides, Donna makes sure to tell all the neighbors that Judy girl really knows how to take that baby for a walk. She said she would find that lady and talk to her. I'm still afraid when I walk on this block. Now another left turn and a really nice, smooth sidewalk. We can go a little faster here because it's so wide. There's lots of grass on the right, so I definitely know when the buggy needs to go left. Back to 11th Avenue, our very steep street. I have to pull hard on the buggy's handle to keep it from running away. There is a little flat place, then our house. Di is still asleep. She is too little for sparklers. Maybe Daddy will let Din and I have her 2 sparklers for Din's birthday.
Okay, that brought tears to my eyes. I don't know about you. That was, wow, very powerful. Wow, okay. Bonnie, you're on your way up, yep. And after that's going to be Artis. Okay, Artis. So here's our next quote. The first resistance to social change is to say it's not needed. Yep. Yep, we're very quick to say that. Nah, I don't have time. We can't do this now.
Bonnie? Are you on your way?
Bonnie, you're on your way?
Yes.
Okay, great.
The mic really threw me off. I didn't
afford it. Yeah, it is. It's well, this room is shaped kind of odd, too. I'll bet baby Judy can get around the room. She knows all the smooth carpeted parts. That's a big word I learned today, carpeted. Yep.
Would you like the microphone? Would you like me to hold it? Could you hold it? Because I'm reading. Oh, thank you. This is a poem that we're going from the sublime to the simple with this one. Actually, it's something that some of you might conceivably find familiar because It was published in the BC a couple of years ago, and I could not decide what to read for this, and I picked this only because I thought it was the most appropriate for this gathering. And we had our first women's breakfast in 2008, and I was so moved by it and the experience that happened within such a short time that it inspired me to write this, and it took a while before I got it out there. So it's called Sisters in CCB. Good for you, treasured sister in CCB. You surely have so much in common with me. Regardless of background, age, color, or creed, a sister in the council is a sister indeed. We connect through our past experiences, both happy and sad. Hanging out together lifts my spirits and makes me feel glad. We can problem solve, pool our wisdom, listen with sympathetic ears. A sister cares about our dreams and understands our tears. Time passes quickly when we're laughing or sharing little tips of the trade. Just knowing we have our sisters around, we don't have to feel stressed or afraid. Minus a competitive spirit, in some ways closer than the siblings with whom we have grown, cheerleading each other's successes, but best of all, knowing we're not alone. So let's hear it for you, valued sister. Who you are is absolutely okay. Our strength in uniqueness and unity will carry us to that brighter day.
Go, sister. Yeah. It's great. Ooh, actually, do we really have to leave at 8? Wow, this is quite powerful. Here's another quote. The future depends entirely on what each of us does every day. A movement is only people moving. That's right. And Andrea, you're next. Is it Andrea or Andrea?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Or breakfast.
Do you need someone to hold the mic, or you're good? Okay.
I actually wrote this poem some time ago, but it's probably more relevant, especially in the last 3 weeks. The name of it is Hassles. Wow. Why is life full of hassles and confusion? Extra tasks, duties, and an infusion of goals, objectives, expectations galore, many judging and wanting more. Can we fulfill all these demands, still completing personal plans? What a quandary. Can we succeed trying to fulfill everyone's needs? We must simply put time to good use, making lists and striving to choose, just saying no that single to that one single task when people continue to ask and ask. This will allow us to do our best during the time we have to invest. Stopping, taking time to relax, since we can't always go the max.
Very apropos. Yes. Can I get a time check from somebody? Thank you. Oh, perfect. It's really good. All right. Here's another quote. We need to learn across generations that there is as much to learn as there is to teach. Oh, yeah. That is so true. Andrea?
Yes, you are definitely on your way. Yeah.
Is there anyone else who wants to read? Okay, good. Andrea?
Do you need someone to hold a mic for you? No? Oh, okay, great. The mic should be near you.
Oh, yes, it is. Sorry, drop the microphone.
What?
The mic?
Oh, I just heard it there. Here.
Is this yours?
No, it's the lady.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, I'm going to open up my Braille note here. All you beautiful, powerful, awesome, incredible, wonderful. Okay, like Bonnie, I was very moved by our first women's breakfast. I don't know, I think several of you were probably there. And what I remember about it was that we had to get another, a bigger room because so many people wanted to be there and we sold it out. So yeah, we did that here too. Okay, this is called, and this is just something I wrote on the fly, so it's called Among Women, the Power of Connection. From the time I was a small child, our home was always a gathering place. When I was six, we moved into a house that my parents had had custom built. It was built for parties, and many good times were had there. My parents divorced when I was 13, and I left that house 2 years later. Wherever we lived throughout the time that my siblings and I were teenagers, my mother always welcomed our friends into the house. We never knew how many might be sitting down to dinner, and we seldom hesitated to extend the invitation to our friends. My mother did, and still does, love to cook and to nurture through both food and stimulating conversation. During my sophomore year in high school, we also had a friend of mine and a friend of my mother's living with us. I was brought up with the idea that family is where you make it, that it is not limited by blood, but can be extended to include anyone you love. Although my sister happens to be one of my best friends, I know I am fortunate, for this is not always the case. Some of us don't have sisters, and of those who do, some of us are not lucky enough to have them as intimates. It is also true that men relate to each other in a totally different way. When we had our first women's breakfast in Los Angeles several years ago, I was struck both by the tremendous energy in that room and also by how many women stated that they had little or no contact with their biological family. Even though I have close relationships within my own family, as I age, I have come to realize the vital role that my women friends play in my life. They are there to listen, to affirm, to provide support and understanding of the physical and emotional changes we women experience uniquely as our bodies age. As a woman, I feel privileged to be part of a vast and loving sisterhood. I feel the power of this connection every day. I am surrounded by wonderful, strong, resourceful, independent women. A few of my dear friends are in this room, and you know who you are. Thank you all for giving me the opportunity to share my thoughts.
Thank you, Andrea. Oh, very nice. Okay. I'm going to reserve the last quote for before we leave. So we still have 15 minutes, is that correct? Yes? Yes.
Okay, sure. Nessa can bring you the mic. Bring you a mic.
Oh, she can bring the mic?
Yeah, she can bring the mic.
Here's the chair.
Thank you so much.
And it's your, the seat's right to your left.
Hi. For anybody who may be going to Las Vegas for the ACB convention, I'm on the Women's Concerns Committee for ACB, as is Donna, and we are having what we call a Sister Power Breakfast on Friday, the last day of convention, and we will have two guest speakers that day, Debbie Grubb of Florida and Marcia Farrow of Georgia. And Women's Concerns has some other activities planned, so watch for the announcement for the convention and hope to see some of you at our breakfast as well.
So I thought we'd just get some ideas about where we'd like to go with this group. Do we just want to do a women's breakfast at every convention? There's certainly nothing wrong with that. Whichever male president might be there, I suspect that there's no way they can say no to us. No way. No. Yeah. No. ever. And my aim is someday to fill up a room like Tahoe Chasta with blind women. Oh, yeah. So that needs to be our aim at CCB. That's my aim. So I hope you'll come along with me. I thought we'd do a little bit of discussion on where we want to go. I do like the women's list. That seems to be going well. I encourage you to put some of your writings out on that list to share it with each other. But I'd like to hear from you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Hi, this is Teddy Joy. I think another theme that might be really good for another meeting like this is for us to talk about a woman in our life who mentored or empowered us.
I think we all
have other women in our lives who made a difference in our life.
Yes, very good. And we don't have to wait for a breakfast. We could do a telephone. We could certainly do a phone conference with women, right? Does that sound good? We can certainly set that up as well. So let's. Do we want to talk about? Do we want to make a committee? Do we want to make an affiliate, or do we? Do we just want to remain unlabeled? Okay. The difference, I think, the committee usually has, maybe 7 or 8 people, depending on how many. And then I guess as a committee, you could just put all your. You could put your ideas out on the list and share ideas with people. I think the one thing about an affiliate is that there's a lot more people in it. There's more strength, I think. However, I'm going to let you talk. Why don't we maybe just raise your hand. Nessa is coming around with a mic.
Thank you. I'm trying to speak. Oh, that's what Judy keeps doing. Shh.
Okay.
Now, hi, ladies. Good morning. Vita and I have talked about this a couple of times because I think this group is very important for us as far as lifestyles are concerned, as far as supporting each other and understanding that each and every one of us, even though we are women and in one group together, we are all individuals and a little different from each other. We all have had different backgrounds, different raisings, different mamas, different daddies, So one of the things I like to do is like to see is more support for each other on the group, on the list, and discussing lifestyles and what we want to see and change in our own lives and what we'd like to see change in CCB and with each other. And the other one was, I totally lost my train of thought, had to do with, like Vita said, having maybe a couple of conference calls or maybe just a call throughout the year just to find a topic and maybe have a woman speak, have a speaker or something, so that we stay joined at the hip, because we are the strongest group in CCB. The men just don't know that. we have to let them know. Oh, they do, but they don't want us to know they know.
I'm on your right.
Thank you.
Next, please.
This is Bonnie. I agree with everything that Sister Pam just said. I think a conference call per quarter would be great. It wouldn't be difficult to submit prospective topics and or other ideas. However, Madam Chair wants to do that, either on the list or to you. Conference calls are really a good thing. Sharing our writings, I'm really for that. And maybe some forum even for reading over the phone, if that's acceptable. And just a word about affiliate versus committee. As a former committee chair and other stuff, we could all say what we've formerly done. There's an affiliate is appealing in many levels, a lot to be said for it. I strongly think a committee at this point would be much wiser. Thank you.
Same table. This is Judy. I'm very anxious to keep us kind of casual, informal right now, but I do think some of us need to step up and give Vita a little support. I'm certainly willing to put my name on sort of a steering committee to work with Vita, and if other, you know, maybe on the list, you could put out a call, Vita, and some of us could step up and give you some support so that you aren't the only one singing the, you know, the song.
I never sing alone, trust me. Thank you, though. Thank you. Anyone else? No?
This is Christy. I think we should call ourselves CCB Women.
The CCB Women Warriors? Nah. Wonderful Women? Okay. Oh, trying to come up with something cute. We already know we're cute? All right. Yes, that is true. Power and Women. Paw. I like that. All right, never mind. Dog joke. Did anyone else want to say something?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It's okay. There we go. I think it's also very important to use that type of phrasing instead of just a committee. I think it's much. I think it's. Oh yeah, it's Leslie. Much more than that, and as a woman here, I think that, you know, all of us need to show our power, and to me, when I think about committees, I think about small. And I mean, I can see where we want to keep it kind of relaxed and maybe not do, you know, affiliate at this point, but at some point, I mean, that's where we're going to be, I think. We're going to be big, and we want it to be known, and we want to be able to invite others to join us, and so I'm for an affiliate at any time.
Yes, this is Charlene Ornelas, and somebody mentioned it. How do you get on the listserv? And just exactly, if I got on the listserv, what would I be finding?
Sorry, if you were on the listserv, what? Oh, what will you find? You find a bunch of women trying to figure out what we're doing. But, right? Actually, it's very slow traffic. I mean, This is such a great open group that we have the power to make this anything we want. So we can make that list. For example, people can share what they've written. We can start doing that. I definitely want to start talking about what we'd like to do next quarter. If you're all for it, I like the idea of doing a phone call maybe in July. And Teddy Joy certainly had a wonderful idea about talking about women who empowered us. Yeah, that's a good topic. So, Charlene, we will put you on the list, and you will make it something, right? There you go. You got to step up. really? We don't. You just have to write to me at this point. We don't have like a real. Yeah, it's vzavali at gmail.com, but then I have to spell my name, and then, you know, never going to remember that either. No, they won't. V as in violet, and then Zavali. Let's see. Zebras are very old. L-I. We need an L-I. Z, so it's V as in violet, Zavoli at gmail.com. Okay, 2 or 3 minutes left. That's perfect. So I'm going to read a quote. This is my last quote. So let's continue the list. Try to bring in more women on the list. That would really be high. I think we have 18, between 18 and 20 right now, if I remember correctly. And we certainly know that CCB has a lot more women than that. There's truthfully strength in numbers. This is actually one of my one of the quotes I really liked about Gloria, because feminism can be, it can be taken, well, it depends who you are. For me, it can be taken a bit too far. So I really like this quote. A feminist is anyone who recognizes the equality and full humanity of women and men. Amen. Thank you so much, everyone. Let's keep in contact, okay? Let's keep in touch. Thank you. Nessa, our wonderful volunteer. Thank you so much, Nessa. So, Nessa, what are your two traits? What are your two wonderful traits about yourself? Get a mic. You need to tell us.
Actually, I don't. Is it working?
Go ahead, Nessa.
I'm very caring. I'm starting the nursing program, and I'm a very good mother.
Oh, that's wonderful.